Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. Very excited to have you join me this week. I'm going to start with my motivational quote, which is by Art Roy Remy, and he says, "Life begins at the end of your comfort zone." You know, I love this quote. How many of us stop just before we achieve our goal or a specific goal? We feel like it's never going to happen, so why even bother? I think it's the Marines who say, when you think you have no more to give, you actually have 40% more in reserves. You know, I think of this mantra often, and when I'm ready to throw in the towel, you know, out of frustration or because things don't happen fast enough for me because I'm impatient, I've learned to stop, and I've made it a new habit that I stop, I regroup, and then I actually push on. The funny thing is, I always find that extra 40% in reserve, and I end up completing the task that I actually had sent out to achieve. Bottom line, it works every time. So why do we stop short and throw in the towel so easily at times? Well, today you really are in store for a treat as my guest and I discuss mindset. And my guest, Dr. Samantha Madising, she's going to share some tips on how to get from that defeated to success frame of mind. Now, Dr. Samantha is the founder and CEO of Elevate Her, an organization serving leaders in business and in life by providing key strategy to rewire their brains, achieve mastery in mindset, communication, and relationships. Sign me up, right? Dr. Samantha is passionate about assisting corporations with becoming the place to work for both men and women, and attracting and retaining the best workforce. She provides leadership training and executive coaching for business organizations ready to break down cultural, gender, and other unconscious barriers to transform their leaders, teams, and staff into an inclusive, high-performing, innovative, and engaged teams. Dr. Samantha is a frequent media contributor and sought-after expert for both local and national media. She's appeared on CW, Fox, NBC, CBS, Emotional Mojo, love that one, Daytime, and Heart and Soul. In addition to her recent best-selling book, Strike It Happy, 101 Reflections to Revolutionize Your Life, she's also authored several other relevant books for our lifetime. Dr. Samantha, thank you so much for coming on the show and being an amazing guest.
Well, thank you. This is such an honor. I love the quote that you said at the beginning, how, you know, all the awesomeness is just outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. And humans, we're lazy, right? So we will always take the easy way out. It's how our brains are wired. But the truth is, it's after we push out of our comfort zone where magic really does happen. So I want you to introduce.
Can I just address that a second? So I would not necessarily say that humans are lazy. We have conditioning that happens to us from the moment we're born until however old we are today. And it is that conditioning that gets in the way. So people, you know, the comfort zone really isn't particularly very comfortable because for most people, they know that there's more that they can have or there's more that they can do. And when they're sitting inside that box or inside that space, and seeing and knowing that they could do more, or they could be better, or they could be more, it's not very comfortable. So I kind of say that that's like a misnomer because it doesn't really exist. I think your brain is wired to keep you safe. And what it does is it tells you that outside of this area, outside of this space is dangerous. And so, you know, if your brain's telling you that if you take one more step, something bad is going to happen to you. You're not being lazy. You're being protected.
And do you think sometimes that people aren't sure? Like you said, we know there's more. We want more. We're just not really sure how to go about doing more or getting more.
Absolutely. I think we definitely don't know what it is. We may not have the tools and the skills to be able to do that, number one. But also, I think there's a lot of conditioning that gets in the way. So our brain, again, it's wired to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. But until we rewire it and retrain it and recondition it, then we're always going to keep repeating the same patterns. It's like if you wanted to get on a train to go from you know, D.C. to New York, for example, you get on the Amtrak and more than likely it's going to keep going up the same groove. It's going to keep heading in the same direction, going on the same tracks. But if you want to go to Chicago, you can't keep going along that same route because you're not going to get there. So you have to go on a different track. So, you know, rewiring the brain is about laying new tracks, new neural pathways to get where you really want to go and to not keep going in the same direction.
Yeah, and I think it's true. I know that research has shown that most of our programming or wiring actually occurs from the ages of 0 to 7, where we start to foundationally develop those core beliefs. And then as we age, whether they serve us or not, they're kind of in the subconscious that we just continue to almost go on autopilot. And then, like you said, when we learn new tools that we can apply, we can shift what track we're on, right?
Yes. And what happens with the brain, though, is what it's doing all the time is looking for confirmation. Mm-hmm. So, yes, those foundations are laid from early on. But every single experience you have is constantly conditioning and re-imprinting. You know, when I speak and when I talk to people all the time, I say, you know, how many of you know that you're being brainwashed? Because it's happening every single day. People are always trying to condition you to be and do and have certain things. What do you think advertising is all
sure.
about? So it's about trying to help us all, like, you know, what I do, I think, is helping people to see that you are being conditioned, that you have been conditioned, and to look at what that conditioning is and whether or not it's actually serving you. So if it's serving you and it's helping you and it's helping move you forward, then awesome. But if there's somewhere where your conditioning and wiring is holding you back, then we want to shine a light on that and see, you know, what is this? I know there's conditioning in so many different ways. You know, we have gender conditioning that comes from our families. It comes from religion. It comes from teachers. It comes from our peers. It comes from the media. And we are bombarded with it every single day, all day long, both children and adults. And the messages that we get imprint on us indelibly. And then your brain spends the rest of your life believing what it already believes, like with those foundations that have been laid, unless something comes to interrupt it.
And you're all about the pattern interrupt, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, what I do is shine a light in the blind spots, right?
Yeah,
and say, okay,
sure.
Let's look at this. Okay, so why are you thinking about it this way? Or why are you behaving this way? Could it be that this might be what you're thinking? Could it be that this set of experiences, you know, what happened when you're younger, created this story that you have and this pattern in your brain that thinks that this is the way it has to be? And what if that's not true?
Yeah, I love it. Do you see some common mindset challenges that some of your clients struggle with? Like, are there repetitive things that you see?
Well, I think, you know, in one degree or another, the underlying thing in one way or another is some version of I'm not good enough. And, you know, we all somehow get that, no matter what kind of awesome parenting we've had or lack thereof, right? There's one version or another of I'm not good enough for something. And it could be, even things that schools have done to help kids, thrive in their mind, has served to be interpreted by a child's brain as being punishing. And so then it's, well, you know, I'm too much. And I think that's another thing that a lot of people, women in particular, struggle with, which is the messaging that we get that somehow we're too much. So we have to tone down, you know, who we are and hide and be quiet. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you, you know, we see so many women playing small because of the gender stereotyping and the messaging that we have gotten about speaking up, about having a voice. And, you know, we're frequently asking for permission to be who we are. And that's kind of like my thing at the moment. It's like, no, we have every right to be here. And You know, instead of hanging in the background and hiding, and again, that's from the conditioning. However, how do we shine a light on that, take notice of that, and say, no more. I don't want to be that way. That's not who I truly am. And this is who I am, and this is how I'm going to be, and then be that person.
Yeah, and it, you know, we learned so much from parents, and you said teachers also, that really don't sometimes do service, but sometimes don't. And I just give you an example. I just recently had this conversation with my mom and dad. My dad is born in Italy, right, an immigrant to this country. And I had so many friends that had, you know, Italian parents growing up over the years. And my dad coming to this country saw the value of the United States, American dream, work hard. There truly are, the roads are truly paved in gold, right? You just have to dig and learn and work and educate and all those things. So right. Growing up, you know, that my I have a brother and two sisters, so three girls. And my dad used to tell us, you could be the president of the United States. You could be anything you want to be. Put the time in, put the effort in, and you truly could be anything you want. Now, flip that. I had so many friends, parents were Italian, where the female was supposed to stay home, find a husband, go to college to find a husband, and be barefoot and pregnant. And it used to throw me because I would think, wait a minute, my father's from Italy, and he's so progressive. Aggressive that, you know, having three daughters. So, you know, I'm sure my friend's parents did it out of love to say, I want you to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Right. It was out of love. But did that serve those women well? Right. So I totally get what. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And that becomes their conditioning.
Yeah.
Right. So their conditioning is this is who I am. I'm educated. And this is my role. This is who I'm, quote, supposed to be, you know. And I think even for women for whom they have the parents who say, you know, be whoever you want to be, what we also need to realize is that they're not still being raised in a vacuum. So it's amazing that they have that experience at home. Do they also have that experience at school? Is the media at the time that we're growing up promoting those same messages? And the truth of the matter is, no, it hasn't. You know, anybody who's in their 40s and even mid 30s and older has not been raised with that message. I mean, we were all raised in the age of Disney, where 16 and 17 year old girls were literally practically dying, waiting for Prince Charming to come and rescue them. And that's the messaging that we started our lives with.
Yeah, it's amazing how we are. I love the word conditioning because we really are conditioning and we don't even know it's happening. I have to ask you, when you look back, I guess, on your personal and professional life, was there a defining moment for you that you realized that you had a mindset that was holding you back?
Yes. Actually, you know, I've spoken about this, you know, many times when I have a depressed brain. I talk about that all the time. It's not a secret. And I would say that oftentimes the way that my wiring is working against me. And this is why I do the work that I do, because it takes a lot of energy and effort to keep laying down that foundation and keep things moving in that direction. Because even for me, like when things go wrong, my brain says, there, see, it's always trying to confirm those original old beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so when it does that, you know, when it says, see, this is confirmation of this old story that you have, I have to be aware enough to say, well, no, that old story is not true. Here's the new story, still, after all these years. And so when I was in graduate school, because I do have a doctorate in psychology, I am a psychologist by training and I, you know, have a practice as well still. You know, I had probably one of the worst cases in my life of depression. And I found it fascinating that here I was learning about psychology and the brain and, you know, all of this stuff and literally falling apart in front of my very eyes. And it lasted for probably about a year to 18 months until I finally almost got kicked out of George Washington University, literally almost, by literally the hair on my chinny chin chin, managed to stay in, and they tried to kick me out. And actually, you know, for me, it in the beginning, the story was that this was this humongous betrayal. And for years, I felt very betrayed by by what they had done to, instead of support and help me to figure out, like, you know, how to do better and how to be better. Hey, I'm in a psychology program. They chose instead to try to get rid of me. However, I changed that story because what I realized was, because of what they did, I was actually able to finish the program, because it activated me to fight back, to fight for myself, and to take control of my mind and to really utilize the help that I had, because I was in therapy and I was on medication and I was still just foundering. And then when they did that, then I finally got myself together. And I've been sort of, you know, it still tries to head in that direction, but I use all these tools that I talk about and that I help people with to master my own mindset every day.
You know, it's amazing how something, again, what do they say? When you're given lemon, make lemonade. And that's kind of what you did, right? They're trying to push you out. And what a turning point for you to say, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm going to fight back. And it was almost like a trigger in your mind that you were able to shift. We have to take a break. But the other cool thing you just said that I heard is that living through it, still living through it, right? Because you still fight those inner demons, I'm sure, based on what you're saying, that you can really intimately help others who are going through it because you know exactly what they're talking about. It's not just something you read and learned. You lived it, breathed it, feel it. So I think that that is just so inspiring for the people that you do get to work with, that you've literally walked in their shoes, which is just kind of an amazing experience. So let's take a break. And then we come back. I want to talk about that a little bit more, that do you think about giving up, right? Or have you ever thought about giving up? And do you still think about giving up, even with all these tools and your doctorate, right, as a therapist? You have at your fingertips more than the average bear. And do you think about giving up still? So that just kind of will kind of build on what you're saying, right, after the quick break.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change. Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email Connie at WhitmanAssociates.com.
We're back. We're talking with Dr. Samantha Mattising, and we're talking about mindset and really the importance of taking control over the conditioning that's happened to us over our lifetime. So, Dr. Samantha, share with me, have you ever thought about giving up, which probably you have, but, and does it still happen for you?
So I have thought about, I mean, to be honest, when I was depressed, I thought about like really giving up, like giving up on life. Like I was really depressed, clinically depressed, and I was just really at my wit's end. And I will say that thankfully, you know, over the last 20 plus years, it has not gotten to that level. But there's lots of times I've thought about giving up. And then I sit and I meditate and I, you know, exhale. And I inhale and then I, you know, focus on what I'm really grateful for. And I ground myself in what's really happening right now. And then it gives me perspective. And, you know, when you start your own business, and I don't know if this has been the same for you, but for most entrepreneurs that I have met, starting your own business is the biggest personal development journey you will ever go on, right?
Yes.
Because it puts you in close contact with yourself. Like literally you are nose to nose with the mirror. And, you know, there's lots of times where the light is shining. It's like, oh, this is painful. Or, oh, I don't want to do this. Or, you know, it's just, it feels so hard and it's, you know, and so it's like, oh my gosh, there's so many other ways that, you know, or things that would be so much easier. And so, yes, I do think about it lots of times. And I do the same thing. Like I exhale and then I, you know, gain perspective and I look at my daughter. And then I feel re-inspired to keep going. And sometimes I think in those moments of quiet and peacefulness and gaining perspective, it allows me to course correct and look at, okay, so where am I right now? What's going on right now? What do I need to do to shift? I feel like the universe is always sending me messages. I feel very protected in many ways. And, you know, sometimes my life and my business and everything just unfolds before me. And so I try to really stay grounded in the present moment. And I find when I'm really capable and able to do that, I'm less thinking about giving up because I'm fully present in the moment.
Yeah, and I think meditation, that quieting the mind, we don't take time to do that. You know, on average, because we're moving. What's the next thing on my list? I have to do laundry. I have to put food on the table for the kids. I have to. We're running, and those moments where we can just meditate provide that clarity. And I like how you said you course correct. It's funny. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he has what's called a 3-minute meditation. And I've just been really busy lately with work, and we're selling a house, and just things have been really crazy. And so what I've been finding is I wasn't meditating, and I felt disrupted. I felt not at peace, very stressed. And usually right. I'm pretty good at dealing with stress. So I found this guy, 3-minute meditation. I thought, well, let me give it a shot. You know, 3 minutes. Who doesn't have 3 minutes?
Right.
It's remarkable to just mm-hmm. quiet your mind for that 3 minutes. I feel like, I like how you said you exhale. I feel like I really exhale and then have the, gain the momentum to keep going without feeling so depleted. And it's 3 minutes, Dr. Samantha, which... Yeah. You know what? Everybody could find that. So, meditation.
Everybody has.
Yeah, I agree. I love that you mentioned that. And I know most of our CEOs like Richard Branson and Oprah and all these famous names, Tony Robbins, they meditate daily.
Every day.
Yeah. Yep. So people who say, I don't have time for that nonsense, you can't afford to not find the time, right? It's almost like that double-edged sword. You're almost crazy thinking you can't. I have to ask you a question now. You work with corporate clients as well as individuals. How do you incorporate, thank you for sharing your personal insight, how you work through it. How do you incorporate mindset work with those clients, especially on the corporate side?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, wherever you are, you bring your whole self to it, right? So people bring their whole selves to work.
Right.
And what I do a lot with corporations is teaching them the what I call the soft skills that are critical to people's success. And so, you know, a lot of times people, you know, are attached to a more authoritarian leadership style. And that doesn't really work very well these days. And so it's about teaching people, you know, emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is really a whole mindset thing, right? It's teaching you about how to manage yourself, how to, you know, have that self-awareness about, you know, what you bring to the table behaviorally, what your own emotions are, and then how you engage with other people and what impact you have. I think that's often the most fascinating thing for me in general, is the fact that people are completely unaware of the impact that they have on the people around them. What, you know, their energy does to the people around them, you know, whether that's positive or negative. You know, some people walk in the room and they light the room up and everybody feels that amazing energy that they have. And then other people may walk in the room and it feels like darkness has fallen on the room. And it's amazing that oftentimes people don't know that that is what happens. And there's probably some reason for that. Like there's something that they're going through that has them in that energetic space. And I don't know about you, but I would want to know if, you know, I was working with a team and I had people working with me, if I had such a negative impact on other people around me. And then I would want to know, okay, so what can I do to shift my energy so that I'm not walking into the room and sucking the life out of it? And then how do I inspire the people around me to enjoy the work that we are all doing in the service of our customers? So that's what I do with them.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is I think that I don't think that the negative thinkers know they're the negative thinkers, which is,
they never do.
They never
do. It's so interesting. They never do. I've had many clients over the years who say, oh, you know, Dr. Samantha, you know, I'm such, you know, I'm a really positive person, blah, 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 blah. And then they open their mouth and they start talking to me. And they're a complainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, if you're complaining and fussing, now don't get me wrong, you know, life happens for people. And so this is not saying that, you know, you should be like super Pollyanna positive all the time.
Right.
But it is about, you know, having perspective and anticipating and intentionally creating what it is that you want to have in life. And so if you're always expecting for something bad to happen, then you're not being positive and you're, you know, and you affect the people around you, whether it's a spouse or an employee or an employer or your kids. You know, how overly cautious are you? How angry are you? And the impact that that has on other people. And people are often so blind to that. And I, again, over the years, because of the work that I do, I am intimately aware of my flaws as well as my attributes. Like, I'm very clear about, you know, the impact that I have on people. And I am very clear if I'm in a great mood and I can see the impact that I have on other people. And I, you know, even with my daughter, like, I'll say to her, you know, babe, I'm really sorry, but I'm not in a very good mood right now. So please forgive me. You know, because I can feel how I affect her with whatever mood it is that I am in. And I think I wish, honestly, I truly wish that more people had that insight to see how people are impacted by their behavior, their words, and how they treat other people.
You know, in the energy, we do leave energy even behind. And I just have to share a quick story. My husband and I were selling our house and we're looking to move into a townhouse, just downsizing now that I'm an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to look at in the same complex. The first townhouse we looked at, fell in love with it. And we put a bid in. We didn't get it, but we put a bid in. I'm like, oh my God, I could see myself living here. Went to the same complex, an end unit, which was even more desirable. And I'm really excited to go in, ready to put a bid in. I couldn't wait to get out of the space. So we get in the car and I said to my husband, I know it has everything we want. It's the end unit, the extra windows. I hated it. And he said, I did too. And I said, wow. I said, I couldn't wait to get out of there. I go, the energy in there was repulsive to me.
Yeah.
Now, the people were not home. You know, our friend who's a realtor took us to see it. I couldn't wait to get out of there, Dr. Samantha.
Yeah. You can feel it.
Yes. So how could I live in a space like that? I don't care how beautiful it was. It was repulsive. So we leave our energy behind them. And people think, people don't think, oh, that's ridiculous. It's really not ridiculous.
It's real.
It's real.
I mean, I tell people I can feel other people's energy. I can sit next to a person and I can feel whatever it is that they're feeling. And I'm you know, I don't know that it's something that I have, been able to do all my life, but I will say probably in the last 6 or 7 years, I've gotten very much in tune with my more spiritual side. And maybe I'm just more aware, but I can sit next, it's palpable. I can touch it almost. I can sit next to somebody and if they're super angry, it's like they're vibrating and I can feel it. If they're hurt and sad, like I almost want to cry just sitting next to them because I can feel what it is that they're feeling. And the reality is because of what I do, it serves me well.
Absolutely.
And there's many a times I will say to my client, well, I don't know where this is coming from, but here's what I'm feeling and this is what I'm sensing and this is what I feel like I'm supposed to share with you. And I share that because it's the most authentic and honest thing to do. And I think that it then serves people, serves my clients and people that I work with very positively, because then they're able to see things that they wouldn't, that are not usually in their awareness.
And Dr. Samantha, I agree with you. I think, you know, whether you always had it, perhaps, right? Maybe. But I think once you become aware of something, that you can't just put it away. And, you know, I always say this. People laugh at me, but I always say, you don't know what you don't know. But once you know it, you can't unknow it. So once you raise that awareness, how can you not continue to be aware? Now, we're almost out of time, but I do want you to share. Can you share one strategy or a tip or an idea that you use that you can offer a person who's listening who wants to create more of whatever that is in their life, right? More fill in the blank. And maybe they feel stuck or confused. So is there an action that you can recommend that they could actually start utilizing today?
Absolutely. I think it might be a twofer. So first of all, I think the most important thing is to pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to what it is that you're thinking and the words that come out of your mouth. Are they negative or are they positive? If you're always expecting the next catastrophe, if the words that you say is I can't, I don't, you know, and feeling very negative, it's going to suck that energy out of you. And that's going to be the reality that you create for yourself and the perspective that you have. However, if once you notice that that's what you're doing and you have that awareness, what you can then do is change the story. Rewire the words, change the words. Instead of saying I can't, think about how can I? What can I do to change what is happening right now? What are the words I could do to create? Possibilities and opportunities are always right in front of our face. We can't see it because of all the negativity that we are clouded, that clouds our eyesight. And so that's how you rewire your brain. It's by looking at whatever beliefs you have and deconstructing them and reframing them in a way that is more workable, right? So it's not even about, you know, oftentimes the things that we do make our life unworkable. So how do we make whatever situations we're in, whatever, you know, stories we have, make them workable?
I think it's Mike Dooley that he's a cool vibe about him. I don't know if anybody, you know, if you follow him, named Mike Dooley, but he says thoughts become things. So choose wisely, I think is his saying.
Yeah. And your thoughts are the underpinnings of your feelings, and your feelings drive your actions, and your actions drive your results. So if you don't manage your thoughts correctly, then the results you're going to have are not going to be what you want them to be. They're going to, however, those your results are going to reflect the thoughts that you and the thoughts, the beliefs that you actually have.
Absolutely. So, you know, another thing, Dr. Samantha, my husband does this for me. You know, we all spiral down, you know, the rabbit hole of negativity. And sometimes my husband will look at me and he'll say, wow, I can't believe you just said that. That was so negative and not like you. And I'll which is great to have someone that you trust who can call you out. Right. He calls me out and I say, oh, wow. And then literally at that moment, I say, this is really what I want to happen, or this is really what I want to say. And I do exactly what you said. You change your paradigm of thinking on the spot.
Yeah.
And and that's how we impact the results in our life. But it's hard because we tell ourselves these stories. So I think if you have someone that you trust and isn't going to put you down and use it in a negative way, but will call you out in a positive way to help you reframe that thought or tell your story differently, that could also be useful, I would think, right? I mean, people have
Absolutely.
You, but what if people don't have you? We could choose someone we trust in our life or in our orbit, right?
Absolutely. So you want to choose somebody in your life. You also want to choose somebody that, you know, is like your husband, right? That says, wow, that's really negative. And that's all he says.
That's all he says. No, right? No, it doesn't put me down. No.
There's nothing else. That's really negative. And he's like, okay. That's a good point. That's really negative. Now what do I do with that?
Yep.
And so because if there's more than what he said, or, you know, if you have somebody in your life that's going to go on and on,
right.
Oh, you know,
bad.
You're so negative. Why are you always negative? Blah, 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 blah. That doesn't help. But if they can just point out to you, shine a light, you know, like sometimes my client says something to me and I'll say to them, did you hear what you just said?
Yes, exactly.
You know? And then that's all I need to say. And so I'm like, okay, say it one more time. I want you to hear what it is that you just said. And then that's all they need. Cause sometimes we speak and we're not really listening to what we're saying.
Not the truth.
But once you really listen to what it is you're saying, like, wow, that's not really what I mean. That's not really what I want to say. The, how do you say what you really want to say? And reframe these negative thoughts. We all get them. Your brain is designed to try to keep you safe. So all this negative stuff is out there to try to keep you safe. But it, in some ways, it doesn't work the way that the brain is intending it to. And in essence, it's actually holding us back, and it can be very painful. And so, you know, but you can fix it. I mean, you can change it and make those shifts by looking at it first and then being open to changing and shifting that.
Yeah. And Dr. Samantha, the bottom line is we are in full control. It's a choice. So, you know, choose.
And most people, and can I just tell you, Connie, that that is the one thing that most people do not want to believe. People do not want to believe that they have the power to control and manage how they think, because it feels automatic. And so, and we'll have feelings and people will feel really sad. And I say, well, okay, why are you feeling sad? What are the thoughts? I don't have any thoughts. I'm just sad. No, there's something going on behind it. What is going on behind it? We got to look at what's going on behind it in order to, the feeling is like the radar blip. It gives us a clue as to what's going on. And we need to go and look deeper at to what's really going on in the background so that we can shift the feeling.
Yeah, and it goes back to my quote that I began the show with. Life begins at the ends of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
And it's scary because, excuse me, the comfort zone is an unknown. So to explore that, you know, again, like you said, our brain goes into protection mode out of fear. Hey, guys, if you would like more Dr. Samantha, which I think you should, a couple of things. Go out, buy her book, Strike It Happy, 101 Reflections to Revolutionize Your Life. Plus, Dr. Samantha has a ton of other books. You know, go look at her topics that might resonate with you. You can also go to Dr. Samantha's website at drsamantha.com or email her at support@askdrsamantha.com. And again, doctor is abbreviated DR. I will post the website and Dr. Samantha's email on the Enlightenment of Change Web Talk Radio. So those commuting, you'll be able to find her, no worries. And again, Dr. Samantha, thanks for being on the show. And I really hope people look at your website, because you do have so much insight that I think just helps, you know, at the bottom line, it helps.
Thank you. I really appreciate being able to share this information with people, because it is so important for people to understand how much they can make a difference in their own life.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing your personal story and your own personal demons that you've learned to work with, and how it really does help you with your clients. And everybody goes through it. So,
yeah,
just we have to address it. Guys,
absolutely.
Thank you. So thank you so much for sharing that as well, that personal story. You guys, if you want or need more information from me, of course, email me directly at Connie@WhitmanAssociates.com. I do respond personally. Also, my partner and I, if you go to wisdomdecoded.com, my other business, we are offering a free communication style assessment. Check it out. You get a free little report, gives you a little insight into how we show up in the world and how we're perceived through our communication skills. Again, that's at wisdomdecoded.com. It's a free assessment, so check it out. I am excited that Dr. Samantha was able to share some of her brilliant insight. I hope you come back and listen to the show again, because she did give some wonderful tips. Thank you all for joining me. I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves. Challenge your comfort zone so we can all embrace change and realize that it's possible and easier than we often think. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful, inspired, and successful week. And I want you to think about what mindset change will you look at? Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, WhitmanASSOC.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.